by the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers, developed and produced by Norman Lear.
G-R-O-L-S, how red, great, those were the days.
Michael rushes down the stairs.
Oh, I got another stack of leaflets. How many more blocks do we have to cover?
Only three more. We still have to canvass below Northern Boulevard.
Oh, boy. Practically all conservative.
I know, but those are the ones we have to talk to the most.
Yeah, I just hope it's not like last night, remember?
Yeah.
Get away from my door, you radical hippie, yippie, commie, freak, pinko!
Hey, knock it off, will you? I got a screaming headache over here.
Oh. Hi, Arch.
What are you doing anyway? Oh, geez. The two politicians are hard at it. Well, let me tell you something. If you're still working for that Claire Packer woman, you're wasting your time. Of course, this district ain't going to put her in the assembly.
That's what you think. If we get out enough votes, this could be a very close race.
You want a hot tip? Put your money on Cone. He's going to win by a nose.
Archie, that is not only an old joke, that's a bad joke, and it's also an anti-Semitic joke.
That's right. It's absolutely hateful. I'm ashamed of you, Daddy.
I'm ashamed of you, Daddy. You know something? If I was to have opened the mouth to my old man, like you just opened the mouth to me, he'd have let me have it right across the kiss of WAP. Oh, excuse me, Ben, you can't say WAP.
I'll get it.
Oh, leave it alone, will you? It's another one of them election jakes begging for your vote.
I want to see.
What is it with her in this election?
She's interested, Archie. She's voting for the first time.
Oh, that's right. Youth is voting for the first time. And a little child shall lead them. Whoever said that didn't know nothing.
Gloria holds another leaflet.
Tell you this, Daddy, when the youth vote does count, political parties won't still be choosing candidates by religion like this. This is terrible.
What's the matter with this? I call this representative government. That's Salvatore, Feldman, O'Reilly, Nelson. It's an Italian, a Jew, an Irishman, and a regular American. What I call a balanced ticket.
Why do you always have to label people by nationality?
Of course, how else are you going to get the right man for the right job? Listen, take Feldman there. He's up for treasurer. Well, that's perfect. All them people know how to handle money. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
Well, then you got Salvatore running for DA. He can keep an eye on Feldman. You know, I want to tell you something about the Italians. When you do get an honest one, you really got something there.
Oh, come on, Arch.
Well, and here you got O'Reilly, the Mick. He can see that the graft is equally spread around, you know? We got Nelson, the American guy. He's good for TV appearances. Make the rest of them look respectable, you know?
Where do you get all these ideas?
Oh, from the College of Hard Knocks, sonny boy. I've been everywhere the grass grows green. I've seen everything there is to see. I know people. The reason you don't know nothing about people is you always got your big mouth open. You're never willing to listen to nobody.
How do you do, sir? May I have a moment of your time?
No.
Archie trudges back to the dining room table where Michael and Gloria continue to fold leaflets.
Furthermore, Claire Packer and a whole progressive party is sure losers. Now, if you want to pick a real winner...
I'm not interested in picking a winner.
Well, I knew that the day you married this guy.
Oh, that's funny, Arch. Very funny. Well, let me tell you something. You don't know anything about the progressive ticket.
I know one thing about this election. It's going to be won by Floyd J. Lundy, your distinguished in crumbin'.
Floyd Lundy?
My man.
Oh, how can you be for Lundy? I mean, look at his record. He's against school busing, he's voted down every pay raise for teachers, and he's a hawk on Vietnam.
A great American. Oh, there's another one of them pamphlet pests. They're going to be ringing the door all day long. We ain't interested.
The door slams on Edith. Archie frowns in confusion.
Archie!
Archie returns to the door.
All right, Edith, come on.
Did I do something wrong?
Get in here, will you?
Edith carries groceries.
Have I got news for you, Archie?
Never mind the news. Did you bring back the aspirin?
Gloria, guess what happened at the supermarket? They broke the code.
What code?
The secret code at Ferguson's supermarket.
What are you talking about?
Ferguson's always puts a stamp on perishable foods that tells them what day it came in. But it was in code, so they knew and we didn't. But now we know.
I'm waiting for the aspirin here, Edith.
Now, Archie, I got it right here. Now, look at these eggs. See, they're marked X21. That means they came in this morning, fresh from the farm. Oh, I almost forgot. Guess who broke the code?
J. Edgar Hoover.
No, he wasn't in the store. It was Claire Packer who broke the code. You know, she's the one that Gloria and Mike have been campaigning for.
Yeah, I know. The one that's got a big nose into everything.
Oh, no, not the American cheese. No, that's today's XL. Here, eat the Swiss cheese XY. That's yesterday's. You gotta eat yesterday's XY before you eat today's XL, because tomorrow today's XL will be yesterday's XY.
Archie stares at her, dumbfounded.
DB, Edith.
DB?
Dingbat. I don't want no cheese. Claire Packer. I'd like to give that Claire Packer a piece of my mind.
You get your chance, Daddy. She's coming here tonight.
What? Edith, Claire Packer's coming here tonight.
Just to pick us up. This is our last night to ring doorbells.
Yeah, Archie?
Get me an ice bag, will you?
For your head?
No, Edith, I want to build an igloo. You get it?
Oh, sure, right away, Archie.
Claire Packer here.
Now, Daddy, when she gets here, please don't start anything. No nasty remarks, no insults, please.
Listen, I don't even want to look at you, Claire Packer. Just leave her come in here, chain around on her broomstick, and fly the hell out again.
I'm sick and tired of your negative attitude about Claire. Who are you to look down on anyone? You're not even voting.
What? Gloria, you didn't tell me that.
That's right. He's not voting.
Oh, boy. I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. You mean to tell me that Archie Bunker, super patriot, flag waver par excellence, is not voting in tomorrow's election?
Yeah, because I cherish my vote the way you're supposed to. That's why. I don't waste it on these little meatball elections around here. I save my vote for the biggies.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that reasoning? He's not going to vote because he saves it for the biggies.
That's right. Your presidential, your senatorial, your governorial, your mayor of Auroral.
Daddy, what about the school bonds?
School bonds? Why do I care about them? You don't see any school kids running around here, do you?
Archie, if you don't care about school bonds, then you don't care about the future of your country. And you call yourself an American?
Yes.
I think of some of the things you've called me. Pinko, commie.
Don't forget meathead, dead from the neck
up. Archie, you wrap yourself in the flag and then you won't even exercise your right to vote? Gee, you won't do that much for your country.
Listen, you, when my country called me, I was there. Where was you in 1942?
Wasn't even born yet.
That ain't no excuse. I was over there in Italy fighting a big one. 156 missions over Europe my group flew.
Archie, you were in the ground crew.
Which without them, the planes would have never took off.
All right. So you won the big one single-handed, but you don't care that we're losing a war right here at home.
Listen, you Americans never lost no war.
We're losing one right now.
Huh?
The war against poverty, injustice, ignorance. That's the war Claire Packer's fighting.
Who were you?
Claire Packer.
Oh, geez, the queen of the liberals just blew away.
Well, thank you, Mr. Bunker. It's nice to meet you.
Yeah? Well, it's nice to meet you, too, there, Miss Claire Packer, so as I can give you a piece of my mind. You know something? If you liberals go on getting your way, we're all going to hear one big loud flush. That's the sound of the USA going down the toilet.
Mr. Bumper, I want that vote of yours tomorrow. Now you tell me, how do I get it?
Can you handle a shotgun? Of course, that's the only way I know.
Come on, Claire, let's go.
No, Mike, just a minute. I want to talk to Mr. Bumper.
They sit.
Oh, hello, Miss Packer. Hi. I didn't know you were here.
Nice to see you.
Here's your ice bag, Archie. How would you like a nice cup of coffee? I just got some fresh XL. Yeah, Archie.
I want to thank you for the ice bag.
You're welcome, Archie.
Now, do you suppose I could have a little ice in it?
Oh, I'm sure. I'll be right back.
Listen, sis, I got a word of advice for you. Women in politics is like oil and gasoline. They don't mix. It's against nature.
Why, Mr. Bunker, you sound like a male chauvinist.
Right, an ordinary taxpayer. Now, you better stop running for public office and start running after her husband. Because I want to tell you, from where I sit, you got some running to do.
Now, just a minute.
Here you are, Archie. Your ice bag with ice. Orbit.
She puts it on his head.
The coffee will be ready in a minute.
Because you ain't going to sell me none of your progressive pink or welfare ideas.
Now, what have you got against welfare?
Everything. I am sick and tired of people like you giving away my hard-earned money to a bunch of families who ain't even related to me, which they couldn't be related to me for complexionary reasons, if you know what I mean.
Are you related to any of the executives at Lockheed?
Huh?
Well, you must be, because you're supporting them.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about government subsidy. You're giving welfare to the rich.
Welfare to the rich? Welfare? Right. What is she? Welfare? Nobody in this country needs welfare. We got the highest standard of living ever.
And 6 to 7 million people out of work.
The grossest national product.
And an inflated economy.
We got the strongest country on earth.
Capable of being wiped out in 10 minutes by the second strongest country on earth.
Not if we get them first, lady.
If we launch and they launch and then we both go up. Boom.
Will you tell me something? Why is it you liberals, no matter what subject you're talking about, you always get around to that? You guys got more ways for the world to end than a dog's got fleas.
And you guys got a way of wrapping up any discussion with one simplistic line that sounds good, satisfies you, and solves nothing.
Want to do me a favor?
What?
Scram.
Claire's our friend.
It's all right, Gloria. My father had a word for people who think and talk like you.
I ain't interested.
Mr. Bunker, you are a meathead.
What was that word I heard?
Meathead, Arch. That means dead from the neck up.
Archie glowers at Michael.
Anyway, so 3 out of 4 votes from this house isn't bad.
Well, she ain't even gonna get that, little girl, because I just changed my mind.
Here's your coffee, Miss Packer.
Forget it. She's leaving. I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen around here. Edith and I are gonna vote, so that's gonna cancel your 2 votes. So from this house, you get zilch. But more than that, I'm gonna follow you into that neighborhood tonight, and I'm gonna go over it with a fine-tooth comb. I ain't lived around here for 30 years for nothing. These people around here know Archie Bunker. They're my people. I'm going to knock on every door and every window, and I'm going to say to them all, stick to your guns, folks. Vote for Lundy.
Michael mouths no.
Will you quit breathing on me? We're going to see who's going to win this election. Packer or Bunker?
Three, two, one.
Well, what's this one's name?
Kleinheim.
You think it's too early in the morning?
Not on election day.
Hello, Mrs. Kleinheim? Yeah, I rang your doorbell last night and you weren't in, so I was... What? No, this is not an obscene phone call. Mrs. Kleinheim, this is the way I always breathe. Wait, she's gonna call the police. You better make the rest of the calls.
Okay. Daddy, you're up.
Up and at 'em, little girl. Up and at 'em.
What were you doing outside?
I was just outside raising a flag so that everybody, including the foreigners, would know that this house sits on American soil. Read it. I don't want no coffee, and you better hurry up with yours, because we got to get out of here and vote.
I'll get it.
Boy, you're raring to go. Yesterday, you weren't going to vote at all.
That was before Packer's Pinko invasion.
A man and woman are at the door.
How do you do? My name is George Robinson, and I represent the Gay Liberation Front.
How do you do? This must be Mrs. Robinson.
Nash, of the Daughters of Sappho. We wanted to talk to you about our candidate in today's election.
Now, hold it, Edith, there. Let me handle this, huh? Wait, don't you know what they are?
She's a daughter of Sappho, and he's a gay liberator.
Step aside, will you, huh? Just let me do the talking here. Excuse me, get lost.
Wasn't polite.
Edith, do you have to be a dingbat all of the time?
They seemed like such a nice couple.
Couple of what? He ain't a he, and she ain't a she.
I don't know what you mean.
Edith, you remember Richie Clifford from across the street? Who used to sit on a stoop knitting sweaters?
Yeah, he taught me how to cable stitch.
You remember Schulze's daughter, Maxine, a cab driver they wouldn't let into the Teamsters Union?
Oh, you mean Butch?
Yeah.
Oh. You mean this?
Yeah. Tutti and Frutti.
He takes the pamphlets out of Edith's hands.
Let's see what kind of garbage they're giving out here. Oh, look at this. We are citizens, too. Make it legal for two consenting adults to do whatever they wish in the privacy of their own homes.
Why would they need a law for that?
Go ahead and call me, Harry. I'll answer the door here.
Hi, Mr. Barker.
Oh, hello, Lyle.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Lyle.
Hi, Lyle.
Yeah, we're just getting ready to go out and vote.
Oh, well, I'm glad I caught you because I'm here to do a little campaigning. Mr. Bunker, I would like you to vote for D'Angelo for city council.
Yeah, what are you doing rooting for an Italian?
Oh, no, he's black. Here's his picture.
Hey, look at this. See? What's this guy doing with an Italian name?
Oh, the usual thing, putting it on his letterbox, on his checks.
I mean, how come a colored guy's got a name like D'Angelo?
Well, it gets confusing, doesn't it? You know, there's a lot of black people named White and a lot of white people named Black. Well, just the other day, I was delivering some cleaning to a family named Rockefeller.
Black?
No, white. Sometimes it works out just right. So how about it, Mr. Bunker? You gonna vote for D'Angelo?
I went online, you see, in America, we had a secret ballot here, so all I can tell you is that I'm going to vote my conscience.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of. Well, thanks anyway. Bye.
Bye,
Lionel. Well, let's go get them.
All right.
Go where? Get what? What are you doing?
We're going to go vote.
Oh, they're going to vote. Edith, they're going to go vote. Come on, hurry. Edith, come on, finish the coffee, will you? They're getting out the door. Why can't you hurry?
See you at the polls.
Come on, Edith, will you get your hat and coat on? Now, here's your bag. Come on. Hurry up, they're getting ahead of us!
Later, at the polling station...
And the voting booth is right over there.
Thank you, Mrs. Jefferson. Well, here goes my first time.
Don't be nervous, honey.
They kiss passionately while Archie rolls his eyes.
Come on, meathead. Holding up the whole line here. Can't you see the sign? No electioneering.
Under S, Mrs. Edwards. Stivic Michael.
And while you're checking, see if you passed the literacy test here.
Will you sign here, please? Good morning, Mr. Bunker. Good morning,
morning
Edith.
Jefferson. What are you doing here, Mrs. J? Picking up a couple extra bucks for yourself?
That's right. Under B, Mrs. Edwards, Bunker. Archibald.
She didn't have to say it that loud.
Bunker, I don't have an Archibald Bunker.
Well, it's in there. Just look a little further.
I have an Edith Bunker. That's me.
That's my wife. She's in there. I must be there, too.
Well, I can't find your name either.
Well, what do you mean, Mrs. Jefferson? It's got to be in there.
Well, when was the last time you voted, Mr. Bunker?
I voted for Nixon.
Well, I should have a card here for you. That was in 1968.
No, you didn't vote for that Nixon. That was the Humphrey Nixon. You voted for the Kennedy Nixon.
You haven't voted since 1960?
Well, listen, I had a lot of things to do.
Something was always coming up.
Yeah.
Once he had a bad toe spasm.
Well, I'm awfully sorry, Mr. Bunker, but if you haven't registered in 11 years, you are not eligible to vote.
Now, holy, you ain't going to sit there and tell me I ain't going to be allowed to vote in this election.
Hey, hold it down now, Mac. Now, what's the trouble here?
Mr. Bunker is a registered officer, and I can't find his name.
Well, then look in some other book. It must be there. I've been living in this neighborhood for 30 years. I even went to school in this building here. It's got to be there.
Is his card in the book?
No.
Then you can't vote. Now step aside and let the lady vote. Step aside.
Under B.
B for baloney. That's what that is. Why don't you say something about it?
Hey, is this guy bothering you, lady?
Oh, no, he's my husband.
You got my sympathy. Try and keep him quiet, will you?
Will you sign here, please, Mrs. Bunker?
Edith puts on her glasses and signs.
And then go right over there.
Thank you, Louise. I'll be right back, Archie.
Wait, come here. Don't say nothing to the kids about what happened over here.
Oh, no, Archie, not a word. I promise.
Now, wait, Edith, come here. How are you going to vote?
Oh, I can't discuss that, Archie. It's a secret ballot.
Edith, come over here and sit down.
They sit on a bench.
I want to know how you're going to vote.
I can't tell you that, Archie. A person's vote is between his conscience and himself.
Edith, remember when we was married, what the minister said? A man and his wife are as one.
It was a beautiful thought then, and it's a beautiful thought now.
And it was never truer than now, Edith. Because between the two of us, we only got one vote.
Because I'm registered and you're not.
Because you didn't remind me to register.
Oh, yes, I did.
How many times? Once. Forget about it. Let's forget it. Lundy needs all the help we can give him.
But you got a lot of votes for him last night. You was out till midnight ringing doorbells.
Edith, listen to me. I only got as far as Kelsey's bar. I couldn't get out of it. Now, Edith, this man and wife, we're supposed to share everything, right?
Yeah.
So I lost my vote. You share my loss. You got your vote. I share your gain. 50-50, see how it works? Now, this is the way I want you to vote our vote.
Hey, folks.
Dummy up.
Aren't you guys going to vote?
Well, yeah, I better go in now.
She scurries off.
What about you, Arch?
Oh, I already voted. I done that.
That fast?
Well, all I had to do was go in and vote against Packer, in and out like a shot, that's all.
Yeah, see you at home.
Bye, Daddy.
Sitting alone, Archie grimaces. Gloria comes down the stairs.
Why don't you turn on the TV, Daddy?
I'll leave it off. There ain't nothing but election results on there anyhow.
That's exactly what I want to see.
Now, if you're still hoping for Claire Packer, forget it. She ain't got a chance.
I don't know. There was a pretty big turnup at the polls, and Claire just might squeak through.
So aren't you glad you voted, Daddy, even if it wasn't a biggie? How would you feel if Claire Packer won by just one vote?
Or two?
Edith holds a hand up to her mouth as Archie fixes her with a smoldering stare. Directed by John Rich. Written by Michael Ross and Bernie West. Script supervision, Norman Lear. Mike Evans as Lionel. Barbara Kasson as Claire Packer. Isabel Sanford as Mrs. Jefferson. Associate producer, George Turpin.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. A Bud York and Norman Lear tandem production. Copyright 1971, Tandem Productions Incorporated. All rights reserved. A Viacom presentation.